starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 97 on our journey towards financial freedom. Warren Buffett, the legendary investor, has said something that stuck with me. Nobody buys a farm based on whether they think it is going to rain next year. They buy it because they think it is a good investment over 10 or 20 years. And that right there summarizes the investment strategy and mindset to adopt. Buying stocks is buying a piece of a company, and the only approach that would make any sense is to buy a company that, unless the world economy melts away in the next 5 years, will still be around in the next 10 years and stronger. And after that, let the market do its job and build wealth for you. I have been, on my part, looking at real estate investment trusts, or called REIT, REIT, which allows individual investors to buy shares in commercial real estate portfolio that receive income from a variety of properties. As I did mention, I was looking at investing about 15% of my capital in real estate, and REIT or REIT are a way to do it via your brokerage account, which will allow you to avoid all the hassles that can come from owning actual brick and mortar. It is certainly cheaper and it pays solid dividends as well. What remains for me to do is to extract the best REIT out there, dig into it, their numbers, ask around fellow investors their opinion, read on them, and try and come up with my own investment decision. And it may not happen at all as well. We need to remember that we are in the buy and hold investment strategy, and you need to be able to confidently buy a stock out of utmost trust and confidence that it will create wealth for you in the long term. You may feel that what I just said lacks practicality, or you need to do this and you need to do that, but how are you in fact going to recognize the best company you should invest in? You are not Warren Buffett. I am not Warren Buffett. They call him the Oracle of Omaha, as if he could predict how a stock can perform 10 years down the line. He certainly cannot do that, but he did put in the work to identify them. His investments are public, and you can start by looking at those to determine which company at least is worth looking into. The price he purchased them for are usually unknown, but through your research you could easily have an idea or a range, at least giving you a sense of how early he took position. What is the stock price he increased his position at, if he did through a certain if he did at all through a certain time period? At what point of time in the history of the company in question he increased or decreased his position? Extract his average price positioning for that company is possible. There are plenty of ways to do research for your investment. Luckily, we have access today to every information we desire. He did not, and at the time he made his first investment, and that is why he can be qualified as an investing genius. Warren Buffett is a good start, a personality in the investment community who the young and new investors can start reading about, listening to, and certainly get into his mind, as the gentleman is an absolute reference. You will find that throughout his articles, his letters to his own shareholders as chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, and interviews, that he keeps on saying the same principles of investing. Basically, as in the simplest of form, buy wonderful companies and hold the stock for 10 to 20 years and you will do very well. As far as he is concerned, he's not looking at selling some of his stocks even at all, and in perpetuity. That is how his company will flourish, as it already did today, making him the third wealthiest man on the planet. Now, he has certainly influenced me to start investing, and I hold stocks which he considers as wonderful companies. I guess you can't have a better quality stamp than this. In the meantime, I wish you all a fantastic morning, afternoon, evening. Be productive, stay invested, play the long-term game, and thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.